1, 2, 1, 2. So this is my mic, and your mic is... Can you say something, Ben? No.
2, 1, 2, yeah. Yeah, there I am.
There you are.
Ohne Antenne kein Empfang. Damit fängt es an. In jeder Gruppe passiert das. Überall der Schmutz und alles so dieses tägliche Leben, das schiebt man am liebsten auf den anderen. Und das bringt so viel Diskussionen oft rein in das Studio, dass darüber oft die Musik vergessen wird. Wenn du aber mit dem Radio zusammen bist, gibt es diese Diskussion nie und du hast dich völlig auf die Musik zu konzentrieren. Und die Satelliten, die rauschen ja auch. Aber es ist toll, diese Spannung irgendwie zu erleben, diese Stille, die eine Spannung hat. Die ist nicht einfach nur Rauschen. Da spürst du, dass die Leute ja den Atem anhalten. Und das überträgt sich, selbst über das schlechteste Tonsystem, was man sich denken kann, selbst über Telefon. Verliebte Leute, die nichts miteinander reden und die hören nur den anderen auf der anderen Seite, wo nichts ist. Das ist eine spannende Stille. Und für sowas habe ich was übrig.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Superbooth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
And there I am, Peter Slow Pete, opening the second day of Superbooth Radio, and we had a pretty busy day yesterday. Ben here, you can see the schedule. We had a few manufacturers, artists here doing interviews. It was very enjoyable. However, it was a little bit cold, I think.
Huh? Yeah.
And yeah, now starting the second day with me is Ben from. Let me double check this. Clacktronics.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Nice having you here. I'm not always super prepared, but I'm interested in your product and in your story, which you're going to tell. But maybe you want to introduce yourself first. Where do you come from? What are you doing?
Okay, great. Yeah, hello. I'm Ben. I'm from Clacktronics, based in London. Primarily at the moment, I'm a DIY brand in Eurorack, and I've released a pretty comprehensive ring binder book.
I mean, that's what caught my attention, obviously, because yeah. We try to support DIY projects to give them a little bit of attention. The big companies, they have enough attention everywhere, but I think your project is really special. Let's talk a bit a little more about your book. Basically, it's a book, or how do you call it?
Yeah, well, I call it a book, but yes, essentially it's a ring binder.
Yeah.
Yeah. DIY is a quite interesting niche of a niche within the synthesizers. It's quite a good way to build a synthesizer affordably, also to learn how synthesizers, especially analog synthesizers, are designed. So inspired by that, DIY magazines of the 70s, I decided to create a series of modules in a ring binder format to build your own Eurorack synthesizer.
You did everything on your own in this book. I mean, we talk about it, what's in there and how it works, but everything was done by yourself, like also the design here, this 70-year psychedelic wallpaper.
Yeah,
stuff,
it's
you picked it.
It's a proper ring. Ring binding. It's proper binding, book binding, done by a designer and manufacturer near to me called Wainwright Bookbinding, and she actually does the real marbling effect, which is within this inside the book, which gives it a really cool psychedelic feel. It shows the ironic contradiction in electronics between. On the outside, it looks a bit like a. Military manual on the inside. Yes. It's got the trippy, amazing sounds you can get from synthesizers, basically.
That's nice. So yeah. I take this ring binder.
Yeah.
I open it and I see some paper first.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It,
wait a sec.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Let's continue. I was just telling, okay, I've this book, I open it and I see some pages first. So I have to do some reading first, I guess.
Yeah, it's not too deep. It doesn't go hard at all on the maths. It gives you a good overview of, like, not a good overview, maybe a quick, brief overview that you could probably research yourself later on the background of Eurorack synthesizers and synthesis, and then just delves into sourcing your parts and getting the tools ready for building your synthesizer.
But it's really for people who don't have a clue at all. Or is it for medium beginners or bloody beginners? Or
if you're by yourself and you have very little guidance and you've never done it before, we have a Discord community. So I think that's alongside that, it would be quite easy to get started. Maybe if you were like on a desert island, it would probably be a bit tricky if you were just starting out for the first time. If you have some experience building kits for the first before, you'll have no problem doing this.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And then it does go into slightly more technical descriptions of circuits, but they're not necessary to understand. I think it's quite a good process in learning to just read about stuff, even if you don't understand it. It's sort of like an exposure thing. After a while, you start understanding. I encourage just to read through it. If you don't understand, just move on, because it doesn't really get in the way of construction. And then after that introduction, we start on chapters.
Yeah.
And they lead with the actual PCBs within the project.
Yeah, that's nicely done. Really nicely done, yeah. I have to say. I've never seen this before.
So I was talking about these like magazines you used to get, where they would actually have the circuit board designs printed in the page and you would transfer the copper and etch them yourselves. Whereas I was like, wait a minute, we could now do PCBs within the pages of the book. So that's why it became a ring binder.
Yeah.
So you can pop these dividing pages out and build it step by step.
And what's the first part you do, like the PSU?
Yeah, it was quite hard getting a decent order because it jumps all over the place. But I generally recommend starting with the power supply and the enclosure, which is actually at the back of the book.
Ah, yeah, sure, yeah.
We need for practical reasons. For practical reasons, it had to go in the back because it was quite a heavy bit of metal. Yeah, generally, it says this in the text. You start building your power supply, and then you start building your oscillators, your filters, your VCAs, and then your control voltage devices like LFOs and envelopes and... And then there's also a microcontroller that you can program well.
In kind of which language or how do you program these guys?
It's a Raspberry Pi Pico. If you are starting out or you like Python, you can use CircuitPython by Adafruit or MicroPython, which are very friendly languages.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some demo scripts up. Yeah, needs a bit more development. I'm going to be releasing more code soon. Or if you want to, if you're a more advanced programmer, you can program it with the proper IDE that's provided with the chip. Oh, also Arduino. Oh. Arduino is also compatible with it. Yeah, it just depends on what flavor of programming you like, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's in there altogether? Like you have a VCO, I see, then you have a mixer, then you have
Yeah, it's a complete voice. So it's two VCOs, so you can get some nice harmonics or disharmonics. You know, they also synchronize to each other. There's a mixer, a tenuverter for messing with control voltages, VCA, VCF, LFO, and an envelope generator, basically. They're designed to be quite simple to construct, so you only really need to solder in one chip per module and a bunch of resistors, really. And because they're so simple, you can, within the pages, there are schematics provided, which are quite easy to understand.
Oh, yeah. Quite nicely done, actually, yeah.
It sort of, I remove the complexities of a real, proper, you know, name a manufacturer, you know, your big module designs. It's a much more pared down version. This could be quite a good place to start if you wanted to design your own modules, for example.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And, when was it released and how was the feedback so far?
I actually released it this time last year.
Okay.
So I unfortunately had to miss Superbooth last year. Sorry, what was your other question?
Did you get a lot of feedback? Like, because you mentioned the Discord community.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us on the Discord, yeah. We've had quite a few people completely finish the system. I actually provide a reward module if you complete it.
Oh, really? That's a great idea.
Completely free. I post it to you. It's got all the components in it. It's an arpeggiator sequencer sort of thing.
That's really lovely.
Yeah. People seem to be pretty happy. Yeah. Some people have got construction issues, but we got through it.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about Discord is quite a lot of those people have experienced the same problems, and we will work it out together, basically. Yeah.
And are there any plans for designing further modules or a bigger system, or can I also, if I'm interested, buy the modules on their own, or is it always the complete package? Like, if I say I want to do the LFO,
yeah,
is this foreseen or?
I'm working on it. I'm not quite sure where it's going. I'm definitely making more modules that are not in the initial book, and they come with more pages for the ring binder as well, with the same comprehensive. This is how the circuit works. This is the design behind it and stuff like that. We'll see. Problem with design is you don't always get to the final conclusion till the end. Yeah.
Well, okay. And you have another product I just seen. Should we talk about this one?
Yeah, sure.
Because I've seen a few of these, like two, I remember.
Yeah.
But I give you the word. You can explain it. You can introduce it better than me.
Yeah, it's a completely different kind of product. It's a finished product. It's not a DIY product. It's basically a speaker for your rack, your Eurorack system. It's basically, I did actually release a speaker for your Eurorack system before, which was a DIY product. Sold hundreds of those because they were quite affordable. But the one big problem was the bass was awful.
Yeah, I can imagine, because
it was tiny and it had no enclosure on the back. So, but it was cheap, and it was like a little fun gizmo that people built. But this one has a proper 3D printed enclosure on the back, and a very nice driver in it. It's got a very nice, whilst it not may be as powerful as your studio monitors, it's quite nice as a sort of little full range speaker that you can practice with in your hotel room, test your system before the gig, you know, that kind of thing, or demonstrate in a quiet room. It unfortunately gets quite drowned out in Superbooth because we've got some pretty big speakers here, but it's a really good personal speaker for your bedroom or hotel room.
You can embed it in the case. I mean, it's a very practical kind of approach.
And because of the 3D printed enclosure on the back, the baffle, it's got a really nice tight bass at the bottom, and it's still fairly space efficient. It's only, what is it? I can't remember. It says there, is it 10 HP? Something like that. Yeah. It doesn't matter the detail. It's. I still kept it quite small.
Yeah. I got it. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No. This is my first exhibiting visit, and it's been great.
Did you get some good feedback from the visitors? Some good talks?
Yeah.
Did you connect with other, like, one-man shows?
Oh, yeah. It's always great showing next to people. You always start to make connections, and it takes a little while before you realize that we might need things from each other, like, I can offer you this, we could do that together.
The Petrock module?
No, what's that?
Because it's also, we had him yesterday. I mean, you have to visit him. He's also a one-man show.
Yeah.
He has one module, also doing everything by himself.
Yeah.
And a very funny approach. I mean, you can figure it out by yourself.
Okay. He's Petrock, so I can imagine what that
booth,
might be.
The booth is called Supra.
Supra.
He did this Petrock module for 2 years, and now he released another module, and the approach is totally crazy.
Oh, wow.
But it's also a one-man show, a very, very nice guy. Maybe you want to connect. It's
Yeah, that sounds cool. I haven't seen it, but I also heard of an interesting module where it had a string or something that you pulled out. I love these electromechanical devices.
I didn't see it either, but I will watch out for that, definitely.
Yeah, and there's some pretty good sampler modules out at the moment, I think. I think I saw one from Rick Modular, and there's one by Venus as well, just interesting loopers and things like that. So the problem with coming to these places is you want to buy loads of stuff as well.
Yeah, we have to figure that out.
Yeah, to work out a loan I can buy. Get.
All right. Thank you so much. It was nice having you.
Great.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Today, tomorrow probably as well. You're here tomorrow as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a workshop on Saturday afternoon. Yeah. Right. Still got spaces available if this is going live before it goes out. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.